Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks are falling in the dark. The Bible calls us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because the days. The days are evil. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that don't look good in the neighborhood is when people got a religious spirit, You know, Jesus often talk about how people worship me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In other words, a religious spirit. They do things that seem to be religious on the outside, but they ain't right on the inside. How do you know that people got a religious spirit? Well, again, I'm reaching for Gracely Inspired Ministry, and they have some good stuff out there, and we listened to them yesterday, and so I'm back for a little bit more today. But this is talking about five signs of a religious spirit. So get close to your radio. It's pretty short. It's not that long. Five signs of a religious spirit. Get close to your radio and listen.
Five signs of a religious spirit. Sign number one, they deviate from biblical doctrine. One of the clearest signs of a religious spirit is that it tends to deviate from biblical doctrine. This means that a religious spirit does not adhere to the sound teaching of God's word, but rather follows its own opinions, traditions, or preferences. A person under a religious spirit will twist, distort, or ignore the scriptures to suit their own agenda or justify their own behavior. A religious spirit may also add or subtract from the scriptures, claiming to have new revelations or insights that contradict or go beyond what God has already revealed. Deviating from biblical doctrine is dangerous and harmful because it leads to error, confusion, and division. It prevents one from growing in the knowledge and grace of God and from being transformed into His image. Another example of deviating from biblical doctrine is the teaching of prosperity gospel, which claims that God only wants His people rich, healthy, and successful in this world. This teaching distorts the true gospel of Jesus Christ, which calls His followers to deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow Him. Matthew 16, verse 24. Sign number two, they are very judgmental. Have you ever walked into a church and instantly felt judged by your appearance rather than your faith? That is exactly what a religious spirit does. They are extremely critical and judgmental of anyone who doesn't look or act like them. Imagine a woman walking into a church with tattoos visible, her hair long and fingernails all painted. A true child of God will in their heart think, "Oh, this might be a new convert. Let us make them feel welcome irrespective of how they look." But not a person with a religious spirit. A person with a religious spirit will immediately start whispering to others, telling them how sinful that woman must be. They will immediately start analyzing all the tattoos and short skirts she's wearing, making her feel uncomfortable with their looks. They will say things like, "Look at how she is dressed. We need to call her and address this immediately. She can't dress like that to church." They immediately make quick assumptions without knowing the story. Now, I'm by no means trying to say people should dress indecently. No, what I'm trying to say is that love should always conquer judgment. You were once a sinner before you became a saint. You were once dirty before you became washed by the blood. You were once blind before you could see. The woman walking into church half naked might just have been saved, and the Holy Spirit might have compelled her to come to the house of God straight from a nightclub. If your actions make her leave, you will give an account to God. God might want to prepare her to be a future prayer warrior, a servant of the needy, and a faithful follower of Christ. Never find faults with others when you are so full of faults yourself. If you concentrate on your own faults, you will be too busy to be offended by the faults of others. Sign number 3, hypocritical. One of the telltale signs of someone operating under a religious spirit is their hypocrisy. These individuals might even be regular churchgoers and pray serious prayers, but in their hearts they have a long list of people they don't greet. They harbor grudges and bitterness towards others without any form of remorse. They can literally walk past you in church without greeting, yet when it's time for prayers, they will be the loudest ones in the church. Jesus hated these types of behavior. He said in Luke chapter 16, verse 15, "You are they who justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God." The problem with religious people is that they often believe the relationship between them and God is the only thing that matters. So even if they hate you with passion and don't greet you, they don't tend to care as long as they can still pray for hours. They tend not to care about how they treat others, not to talk of apologizing. Even when they are wrong, it will almost be impossible for them to apologize. It's almost as if they think they can please God with their prayers while treating other fellow human beings with contempt. They might hold grudges for years, yet still have the courage to lift their hands in prayer. This kind of behavior is not only misleading, but also disrespectful to the true essence of Christ's nature. True faith is not about putting on a show or trying to manipulate God. It's about genuine love, humility, and a recognition of our own imperfections. Sign number 4, outward holiness with no inward transformation. The fourth sign of a religious spirit is that they always focus on outward holiness rather than inward transformation. Let me explain. A religious person's definition of holiness is that as long as you dress and look holy externally, wear long skirts, and cover your hair with no makeup on, you're on your way to heaven even if your inside is filthy and outright sinful. They believe that being righteous is mainly based on how you look. You have to tie your hair, wear very long gowns, no styled hair and all that. Now this is good, but let me tell you something. Holiness always starts from the inside and not from the outside. A person who dresses modestly and yet still keeps malice is just as bad as someone who dresses indecently. A person can dress decently and yet still be an enemy of God. The true emphasis of holiness should always be from the inside. In the book of Matthew, Jesus rebuked the Pharisees for this very thing. They were meticulous in their observance of the law, but they neglected justice, mercy, and faithfulness. They presented an image of holiness to others, but their hearts were far from God. It is very dangerous for a person to rate their relationship with God based on their external appearance. This is why it is very common to hear religious people say things like, "If a woman puts on trousers, she will go to hell." Or, "If a married couple puts on wedding rings, they will go to hell." Or, "If you don't cover your hair as a woman, you will end up in hell." These laws tangle believers, especially new converts, and make Christianity more of a burden to them than a relationship. This isn't to say Christians should dress as they like. No. Decency will always remain a fundamental aspect of our walk with God. But you see, there is a difference between being moderate and being an extremist. When you begin to limit salvation to physical appearance, you are in essence removing the work of Christ and replacing it with works. You are trying to say a person can earn their way to heaven by how they look. The problem with this kind of outward holiness is that it neglects the inner work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's like cleaning the outside of a cup while the inside remains dirty. True holiness is not about following a checklist of do's and don'ts. True holiness is a transformation that happens from the inside out. It's the work of the Holy Spirit, changing us, molding us, making us more like Christ. Sign number 5, they are critical. One of the most prominent signs of a person under a religious spirit is that they are always critical of other people's walk with God. Instead of focusing on their own relationship with God, these individuals constantly compare themselves to others and find fault with their beliefs, practices, or experiences. They often have a tendency to point out what you are doing wrong. Whether it's criticizing your choice of worship style, questioning the authenticity of someone's spiritual encounters, or even judging the way others interpret certain scriptures, they seem to have an endless list of criticisms. Rather than seeking unity and love within the faith community, these individuals prioritize being right and proving their point. They may spend hours dissecting and analyzing every minute detail of religious teachings, often losing sight of the bigger picture, a genuine connection with God, and the love and compassion that should be at the core of any religious practice. Such behavior is not reflective of Christ's teachings. In the book of Romans, Paul urges us not to judge one another, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. In Corinthians, he implores us to strive for the greater gifts, yet shows us a still more excellent way, the way of love. So there you have it. Thank you for watching. If you love up...
All right. again, that was the five signs of a religious spirit. They deviate from biblical doctrine. Two, they are judgmental. Three, they have a hypocritical spirit. Four, outward holiness rather than inward transformation. And then five, they are critical. All right. Make sure you don't have a religious spirit. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters.